production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org. Also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Another day ahead. It seems to last forever, and time goes slowly by. Alex de Azevedo and his treatment of Can't Get Used to Losing You on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy here on Tube City Online Radio and Vulcan Sound Radio and WRCT in Pittsburgh. Good to be with you. I'm Eric O'Brien, making it up as I go along, as always. We started this show off with Neil Richardson and his singers and Morning Train, and it is just get on the train and go. Yeah. Right now, I need to tell you about the holidays of the day that you didn't know that were there that you need to celebrate because they're there to be celebrated, for heaven's sake. So let's get on with it. Okay, so beginning with Friday, September 12th, 2025, it is International Day for South-South Cooperation, a United Nations-designated observance promoting collaboration among countries of the Global South. So, South-South cooperation. It's also National Chocolate Milkshake Day, a perfect excuse to sip something sweet and frothy. Interesting. It's World Dolphin Day, a reminder of our finned friends' fragility and the oceans that they swim in. One that needs a little more explanation here is Investigative Committee Day in Belarus, celebrated on September 12th to honor the founding of Belarus's main investigative authority. Ah, interesting. September 13th is Programmers Day, celebrated on the 256th day of the year, honoring computer wizards with a nod to 2 to the 8th power bytes in a byte. Yeah. Okay, I had to read that very carefully. National Peanut Day, crunch into history, one peanut at a time. And German Language Day, so Guten Tag. The weird holiday of that day is National Defy Superstition Day. Yes, you could probably figure that one out. September 14th, Old Donut Day. Yes, that's always a fun one. National Hug Your Hound Day, because pups need affection too. All of the dogs, right? Day of the Homeland in Germany, a solemn observance in Germany's regions honoring national heritage. It's also Gobstopper Day, which is a literal excuse to suck a jawbreaker while perhaps watching Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. The old one, not the newer one. September 15th is International Day of Democracy. That's interesting at this time of year, in life, rather. A UN-minded salute to democratic ideals around the globe. It's also Make a Hat Day, so release your creative juices and make a hat. It's World Afro Day, something to put your hat on. Let's see, what else? September 16th. International Day for the Preservation of the Ozone Layer. Uh-huh, yeah. It's also Mexican Independence Day, which most people think is May 5th, but that's not true. It is September 16th, so there you go. It's also National Guacamole Day, because why not? You'd have a fiesta for Mexican Independence Day, you would want guacamole. September 17th is Constitution Day and Citizenship Day, commemorating the signing of the U.S. Constitution and celebrating new citizens. International Country Music Day. Kick up your boots and celebrate country tunes worldwide. It's also World Patient Safety Day. Yeah, well, there you go. And finally, September 18th is International Equal Pay Day, U.S. Air Force Day, and Hug a Greeting Card Writer Day. And it's also Rice Krispie Treats Day. None of those need explanation. But those are the holidays you need to celebrate that you didn't know you needed to celebrate, but you're going to celebrate them anyway because they're there. And here's Burt Bacharach with Reach Out For Me on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
your day rough, irritating, and difficult? Spend a couple of hours with Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. And suddenly, your day will be brighter.
Frank Chatfield and the orchestra there with Walking in Rhythm. Before that, we had Ronnie Aldridge with Somebody's Knocking, Paul Marriott yesterday once more, and Burt Bacharach with Reach Out for Me. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. We're here weekly on Tube City Online Radio, WRCT in Pittsburgh, and Vulcan Sound Radio. And it's always good to be with you, and we have more music here. Here's Francis Goya and Woman in Love. Relaxing and easy.
In our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh and on Vulcan Sound Radio.
and his orchestra with Lady Willpower. Before that, we had Herb Alpert with Lollipops and Roses, Eric Cook with I Just Can't Help Believing, and Francis Goya and Woman in Love. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, where it is time for Crazy World Records, and there are some crazy ones today. Beginning in, let's get back to the beginning here. Wethersfield, Connecticut. Dookie Sand Tiger, that's his name, has set a world record for the largest collection of Crocs shoes with approximately 3,569 pairs verified at a museum display. Sand Tiger, nicknamed the Croc King because collecting the foam footwear more than a decade ago, that's when he began collecting it, and he says he wants the achievement to raise awareness for children in foster care. His hometown is now planning an annual Croc King Doogie Day in his honor. Yeah, that's easy to say. A shimmering spectacle of tails and sequins has set a new world record for the largest gathering of people dressed as mermaids and mermen. Hundreds of merfolk in Blackpool, England, crowded the beach in coordinated costumes, surpassing the previous benchmark for the undersea-themed event. Organizers say the gathering drew participants from all over Europe. Princeton, New Jersey. Paul Budline, age 74, has become the oldest person, ever to perform a handstand, earning recognition from Guinness World Records. Budline is a longtime fitness enthusiast, achieved the feat at 74 years and 145 days old. He credited daily calisthenics with giving him the strength to balance and upend gravity. Okay, Birmingham, England. Michael Radiff bit into the record books by holding 185.8 kilograms, more than 409 pounds, with his teeth while hanging upside down. Guinness confirmed the feat as the heaviest weight ever suspended in that position, because people do that all the time. Radiff said years of training his jaw, neck, and core muscles allowed him to endure the unusual challenge. I bet his dentist was so thrilled. And finally, Renato Bema Gaya has typed his way into the Guinness World Record book by entering one of the world's longest place names in just 14.69 seconds. The Brazilian speed typist successfully keyed in the Welsh village with that long name that is 58 letters long, and I'm not even going to try to say it because I just can't. But he did it in 14.69 seconds. So there you go. There's something to be proud of, and I'm sure his parents are extremely proud. Here's Lex de Azevedo and the theme from Cheers on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you.
Relaxing and Easy has a website where you can make requests or inquiries about the music we play. Set your browser to pvrtv.com/SRE and interact with us.
listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy, Bernard Ebbinghaus there with Even the Nights Are Better, Al DeLore and The Straight Life. Before that, Some of These Days, that was a tune done by the London Sound 70 Orchestra. Perry Botkin Jr. in there with Leaving on a Jet Plane, Pat Valentino, I've Been in Love Before, and Lex de Azevedo with the theme from Cheers, yes. And we're going to move right along because we have time for one more. This is Bill Badgley with the Olivia Newton-John song called Same and Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you.
with Kemosabe by the Electric Indian, because, of course, taking us to the top of the hour. Stay with us for hour number two of Smooth Relaxing and Easy, won't you? It'll be great. I can guarantee it.
Forbes Avenue is a production of WRCT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT, its members, or Carnegie Mellon University. Email questions or comments to pa@wrct.org.
Hello, we are on Forbes Avenue on WRCT Pittsburgh. I'm Riona Duncan, and I have a guest here. So I've got Elizabeth Dietrich, who is a PhD student in literary and cultural studies. So one of your main things is studying early modern theater, so I wanted to start us off with a silly question. So what is your favorite Shakespearean insult?
There are some that are straight up insults, like Queen Margaret calling Richard III a toad, saying he's unfit for any place but hell, right? These are kind of straightforward, but I like the ones that are kind of shade in a conversation, sort of like the line, "I do desire that we may be better strangers," which is from As You Like It, a very sort of funny, a lot of humor woven into that particular play.